members will be aware that we're required to meet certain thresholds, both in general and also as an important public service. I can confirm that in each of the three cases, we have decisively matched the ballot threshold. And I think the results I'm about to announce confirm the level of anger and determination that our members have over the falling pay that we've experienced over the past 12 years. So the results are, in relation to the aggregated ballots for England, Scotland and Wales, FBU members have voted by 88% for a strike. In Northern Ireland, FBU members have voted by 94% for a strike. In Northwest Fire Control, FBU members have voted by 80% for a strike. So I can confirm that in each of the three ballots, our members have voted for strike action, and in each of the three cases, our members have decisively beaten the thresholds set by the trade union legislation as required on this union.
Now, Mark, that is clearly a remarkable result, actually, and as you say, it does show the anger felt by firefighters and firefighters' control over low pay in the service. Well, we thought we'd been receiving questions from members, obviously, over the ballot period, and we thought we'd take this opportunity for you to answer some of them that are commonly asked, mm-hmm. as it were. So number one is, well, what happens now? You've got the results in, a decisive and overwhelming yes vote. When will strike action happen, and who decides the type of strike action?
Sam, first of all, the Executive Council decided over a week ago at a previous meeting that we would not call strike action immediately. Members will recall we have written to the fire service employers. We've also written back to the UK government. We've sought a meeting of the National Joint Council, and we agreed to delay the calling of strike action by 10 days in order to allow the employers to consider the outcome of today's votes and to meet us and to revise their offer. I'm pleased that the employers have agreed to meet us, and that meeting will now take place on the 8th of February. That's an important date for us. And we will delay calling of any strike action until at least the 9th of February. But my message to the fire service employers is this: don't waste that opportunity. Firefighters don't want to see a strike. Firefighters want to see a resolution to this dispute. But the only way that can be achieved is by receiving, through the National Joint Council, a new and significantly improved pay offer that our Executive Council is willing to put to our members for their consideration. So you have a limited time. You need to think seriously. You need to take account of the level of anger that is reflected in those absolutely remarkable yes votes of firefighters voting for strike action. In terms of if strike action is called, that will be a matter for the Executive Council, Tam. Brigade committees have been meeting, regional committees have been meeting. Those views are fed through to the Executive Council, and strike action, if it is called on the 9th of February, will be determined and decided by the Executive Council.
But just to be clear, members can input into that process, what, by meeting locally and feeding their views up?
Yeah, and I've attended a number of meetings of that nature, Tam, where members have different views, and there are inevitably in a union differing views, and we have to listen to the views of everyone, and that can be then taken to a brigade committee for voting, and then taken to a regional committee for voting, and then brought here to the Executive Council, who will ultimately make the call for strike action.
Okay, now Matt, you mentioned what the campaign aims are. This is about fair pay, and both you and I have been across the country hearing some quite devastating stories about the impact of low pay in firefighters and firefighters' control. Our members overwhelmingly rejected a 5% pay offer, which begs the next question: who will decide what fair pay actually is? Is it Executive Council? Is it members? What's the process?
That's a really vital question, Tam, and it's one that's come up in the media. And to be clear, in this ballot, I certainly haven't had a vote. I didn't have a vote on accepting or rejecting the 5%. That's a matter for our members to decide. We're a democratic organisation. And I think the fact that we balloted our members on the 5% has given us a very clear democratic mandate from our members to go to the next stage, which is the strike ballots. And our members have spoken even more clearly this time with much higher figures for the yes votes. I hope that the employers will take account of that in the next 10 days. And in terms of what will settle the dispute, again, that is a matter for the membership to decide. But what I would say to the fire service employers is this: don't play games with us. It's too late for playing games. We've been trying to resolve this pay claim since May of last year. We're now almost in February of the following year, and our members have now got to the stage of voting overwhelmingly for strike action. So the fire service employers need to sit up, take notice, listen to the level of anger and frustration of our members. Our members are prepared to take that action if necessary, but you now have the chance to make a revised offer, and our members would decide whether that offer is acceptable or not.
Okay, Matt, so the ball is very firmly in the employers' court at the moment. But what can members do to help build this campaign, help build this strike action? Is there anything the members out there now should be looking to do?
Look, I think our members have played an absolutely fantastic role throughout this. You know, we've been all over the UK talking to members, hearing their experiences, hearing the hardships that members are increasingly suffering with the cost of living crisis and stagnating pay. Members need to stand together and stay determined. I think that's what's been reflected every step of the way. Like, we're clear that some chief fire officers, some politicians have been saying, oh, don't worry about it. They'll accept 5%. Don't worry about it. They will never vote for strike action. We've proved them wrong every step of the way. And if they keep standing in the way, we will prove them wrong again. So the biggest thing our members can do is to stay organised, attend the branch meetings, participate in the discussions, participate in the union, take up roles as union officials, union reps at the station, the fire control or whatever. If we call events and there've been meetings and lobbies and activities across the country and nationally, participate in those, send a firm message to our employers, to chief officers and to the government that we're not prepared to accept ever falling standards of living, and they need to do something about it. That's what members can do.
Absolutely, Matt. Now, just finally, both you and I have been associated in the Fire and Rescue Service for many years. Nobody in our profession takes strike action lightly. So we know there's several thousand people watching this now, both members and supporters. What would be your message to them? Now you've got them here, what would be your message to them at this moment?
Look, I would like to, first of all, thank all our members for the marvellous solidarity they have shown over the course of quite a long campaign now. But also the wider supporters, you're right, that there is a growing mood of anger in the country that workers, whether it's in the fire service, other public services or elsewhere, are paying the price for failure in the economy, failure of politicians, failures that we didn't cause, that we didn't make decisions about, but we're asked to tighten our belts endlessly. So that demonstration of unity and solidarity across the labour movement, but particularly within the Fire Brigade Union, I want to thank our members for that, for their determination, for their unity and for their solidarity and for participating in this campaign, including these fantastic results that we are announcing today. We need to carry on standing together. The only way we will make progress on this, the only way we will deliver improved outcomes for our members that can actually change people's lives by improving living standards, the only way we'll do that is by standing together, standing united. And that's what I urge everyone to do in the coming weeks.
Matt, that's a strong message to finish this live stream. So thanks very much for joining us, and thanks very much, Matt Rack.
Thanks, Tam, and thanks everyone for watching, and thanks everyone for your participation and your unity and solidarity.